Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I gotta tell you, just loving life. Thank you, too, for all the feedback from the granddaughter of Charles Lindbergh that we had on, Reeve Lindbergh, and the co-founder of Priceline. Feedback has been phenomenal. This morning, we started off the show with the CEO of Danby Appliances, danby.com, Jill Estill, where he grew it to his company $2 billion, and the co-owners of Freedom Neurotraining, doing so much for our community, helping so many at freedomneurotraining.com. And that was Dr. Sam and Bill Chandler. And we had the founder of Import Genius and Flexport. But it just keeps getting better. I got to tell you, what we've got going on now, we've got many entrepreneurs know the importance of their local shipping office. I mean, we rely on that so much for any product. And our next hero is the CEO and co-founder of PostNet Franchise, and that's Steve Greenbaum, who could be reached at postnetfranchise.com. Now, Steve, under your leadership, the company has grown from a single franchise to over 660 franchise locations across the U.S., Canada, Australia, Brazil, Colombia. I mean, and the list just keeps going on and on. So help us understand, really, the growth, why it's taken place, and what the difference is about what you provide versus what the United States Post Office provides for our listeners that may not have gone to your place.
Absolutely, Dave. First of all, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. When you have a good idea that fundamentally you're offering products and services that people want and need, that's a good place to start with building dynamic growth. So our model is really not just shipping. It's a printing, marketing, and shipping franchise. And here in the U.S., we differentiate ourselves from the U.S. Post Office by providing customers the opportunity not only to ship with U.S. Postal, but UPS, FedEx, and DHL. And then depending on the destination, the weight, the value, or any personal services that might be required, we can help a customer make good choices about the best way to ship or insure or protect their item for shipment. But we do a lot more than shipping. We help businesses with their marketing. We provide print support for businesses and consumers. And that spurred dynamic international growth because companies and individuals need to create, produce, or print, and get things where they want them to go, and that's what we do best.
And I like the fact, too, that you could take just your items there, just bring them as is. You don't have to pack them yourself, right? You could drop them off there and have somebody else pack, ship it, and do everything, right?
Absolutely. Everything in one stop.
Now, PostNet truly, really is an accomplishment in the franchise world and really a boon to entrepreneurs. Your company has been in business service industry for more than 30 years. Now, again, you started this in 1993. You must have seen so many changes take place, not just within your business itself, but the franchise world itself. Help us understand those changes and really kind of what you see as the future going on, especially with new administration that's in place.
Yeah, well, we have seen a lot. I started in the business in 1983, helping folks open independent mail and parcel centers. And it was over those 10 years from 83 to 93 that we saw an opportunity to really expand. It's why we chose franchising and why we actually went international and developed the PostNet trademark and started to build the PostNet brand around the world. From a technology perspective, we started when cell phones were as big as bricks and we're new to the world. We started pre-internet before technology really enabled businesses to communicate and to increase and improve efficiencies. And I think that franchising in general has been a part of that boom of technology and knowledge and the ability to have organizations that are so much more efficient today than they were in the past as a result of how technology has enabled businesses and individuals to do more effectively. So we've seen a lot of growth, we've seen a lot of boom, and the core competency of our model is that we evolve with technology and consumer needs. So we're not out constantly trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just making sure that we're providing the customers with what they want when they need it, with a good experience.
And we're talking with Steve Greenbaum. He is the co-founder of PostNet Franchise. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero and go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Alliances.com, ELIANCES.com, where we have tons of experiences going on. You may even have the opportunity to meet Steve at one of our experiences. Steve, we're getting a lot of messages in, so I got to ask you a bunch of these questions that are coming in right now. You ready? What is the largest item you shipped?
Oh, my God. I've had franchise centers, help folks ship and transport vehicles.
Wow. The oddest thing shipped? That's an interesting question.
Oh, my goodness. So many. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
There's just so many.
I can only imagine the things that come in and they're going, what? What is this? And shipping it. How about maybe one that stands out of the most expensive item shipped?
The most expensive item shipped. Again, the myriad is so large. We do a lot of work with art and auction facilities and helping make sure their customers get the products they purchase. So I couldn't give you a dollar value, but in the hundreds of thousands for sure.
How about first item you personally ever packed? You remember that?
Oh, my gosh. I started in the industry way back when. So, that's 33 years ago. Probably I remember packing fine china and being very concerned about it.
Wow. Do you ever turn items away? Do any of your locations, is there things that they won't ship, can't ship?
There are certain states regarding guidelines for shipping alcohol or fuel or human remains. Those are things that by state can be turned away for sure.
Got it. Now, it's interesting. You were also on the hit TV show Undercover Boss, where you went undercover to your franchise location. Why did you do the show? And tell me, what did you get out of it, having a camera on you, going undercover to these locations where they didn't know who you were?
Yeah, so I, being a founder and someone that's literally grown up in this industry and business, I pride myself on how much I know about our franchisees, our system, our business. Undercover Boss gave me an opportunity to see if there was something I didn't know or understand. So you do subject yourself to really revealing yourself, your life, and that's something you have to be prepared to do. But what I took away from it, quite honestly, is we have close, personal, valued relationships with our franchise business partners. I never realized that there was a little bit of distance removed between our franchisees' employees in the organization. Our franchisees know our core values. They know what we care about. They are part of what makes this brand great. But they have their own teams and people in their centers that deliver value to the customer every day. And Undercover Boss helped me realize that we needed to do more to make them really understand, embrace our culture and values, and know how important they are to the business and the brand.
Now, you've also been named, Steve, as the Certified Franchise Executive Entrepreneur of the Year by International Franchise Association, which just is a huge accomplishment. But what advice do you have? And we've got a little less than a minute here, though. For children that are looking to make it big in business, just like you have, and or perhaps become a franchise owner, what would you recommend to them, maybe 2 to 3 points to consider or to remember being successful, because you've done the same thing. You've grown it, obviously, huge for 30 years, but you started somewhere. What advice would you have for children out there?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, doing what you love is important, and I was always inspired to do this kind of work. The next thing is be engaged. When you're, whatever the model or the business or the opportunity is, if there's an industry association, a peer group, an opportunity for you to be involved, be engaged. Another point would be seek and find mentors, people that have been down the road that you're traveling, that can share advice, that you can build relationships and trust with, that you've created your own internal network of people and professionals and even friends that can relate to your journey and can help give you some guidance. I think those are, you know, do it passionately, be committed and engaged to the organization or the industry, and surround yourself with like-minded people that have perhaps been down the road that can provide you with guidance. And listen, developing a successful business isn't easy. Not everyone can do it. So you've got to really focus on yourself and making sure you have the support system you need.
Well, Steve, you created a way for all entrepreneurs to thrive in your system. You do what you love. You provide services and that strengthen a community and its business. You're a hero, Steve Greenbaum. Go to postnetfranchise.com or, of course, alliances.com. I love it. This is an amazing, and continue on listening.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliances Heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 105.3 FM.